Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, In My Backyard's Lisa Braltz says that revitalization is underfoot in Urbana, and food is playing a part.
Downtown revitalization efforts are nothing new. Cities and towns in the United States have tried to preserve their downtowns through years of suburbanization, sprawl, and economic hard times. Locally, we have three downtown areas, Champaign, Urbana, and Campustown, with three newly emerging personalities. Champaign is well known for its nightlife. Campustown is full of retail and quick eateries catering to the student population. But what about Urbana? Downtown Urbana seems to be coalescing around food. Home to the newly expanded Common Ground Food Co-op for the past several years, and to Urbana's Market at the Square and the Urbana Sweetcorn Festival for well over three decades, food is a dominant presence in Urbana's downtown. And slowly, with the appearance of restaurants and bars with real staying power, word is out that the area's other downtown has got its own thing going on. Full disclosure here, I used to work for the city of Urbana. I do think it's fair to say that specifically promoting food enterprise as economic development is not an official effort on the part of the city, but that certainly doesn't mean they're not supportive. Food-related business is simply viewed as another way to demonstrate Urbana's commitment to livability as well as sustainability.
I think we're all very proud of the downtown Urbana's identity and how it relates to food. But I'm not sure if that alone has been a singular focus.
That's Brandon Boyes, redevelopment specialist for the city of Urbana. He and Tom Carino, the city's economic development manager, are enthusiastic about downtown Urbana's food-related successes like the co-op, the farmers market, and restaurants like Black Dog. While noting an uptick in the number of inquiries about opening local food businesses in Urbana's downtown, especially restaurants and kitchens for communal use. Many of these inquiries have come from people working at already established food businesses or who have been selling their value-added food products at the farmers market and are ready to bring their business to the next level. The lending climate has improved slowly in recent months, and the city has reworked its incentive programs to help local entrepreneurs of all kinds, but other obstacles remain. Tom elaborates.
A lot of our buildings in downtown are older building stock, and you have an even higher cost of startup when you have an older building and you're trying to retrofit it for the needs of a modern restaurant or modern food business. Related to that obstacle, there are a lot of regulations in the restaurant and food-related business industry, whether federal regulations, state regulations, local health department regulations. That can be an obstacle, and usually you can overcome those obstacles if you have enough money. But again, that high initial startup cost has been an obstacle to restaurants.
They're pretty excited, though, about a project in the works that will bring additional life to West Main Street in downtown Urbana later this summer.
And I kind of moved back here because I grew up here, and then I lived in Chicago for about 6 years, and I came back here. And that was one of my kind of end-all plans when I moved back, like eventually opening up a cafe here.
Josh Lucas is a coffee guy. He's originally from Homer, Illinois, and after spending 5 years plying the coffee trade in Chicago, he moved back to this area, itching to bring extra fancy caffeine to downtown Urbana. He looks the part, a 20-something with that many tattoos and a beard just screams professional coffee person, but he has chops and an affinity for engaging chatty cafe culture. He describes the last cafe he worked at in Chicago.
Upset a lot of people that would come into study because we would talk so loud and engage everybody pretty constantly. It was a fun, rowdy place to work, and I just liked that interaction with people.
Josh will be sharing his space on Main Street with Pizza M, a pizzeria that's been working for years on a limited basis out of Mirabelle Bakery, also on Main. Matt Cho of Cake Design, the developer of the West Main project, is also planning a co-working space in the development and will be adding a couple other startup businesses to his roster. Also looking for space in downtown Urbana is this guy.
Originally, I was planning on moving down to Nashville, but I've always had this kind of inclination that I wanted to start a butcher shop because it focuses on all the things I really enjoy about cooking and none of the stuff that I really dislike.
Josh Boyd is a Danville native who's been serving up delightful specials with an emphasis on locally procured meats at Black Dog after a stint at Carmen's in Champaign and other restaurants in the United States. He was planning to move to Nashville to take a job there, but his love of charcuterie and huge support from his fans here convinced him to stay in this area and start his own business, The Butcher. Both Joshes have used crowdfunding, websites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo that offer customers and fans a chance to financially back a fledgling business, in addition to more traditional financing to get their enterprises off the ground. Josh Boyd, in particular, has a fondness for downtown Urbana, which he describes in his Indiegogo narrative as having, and I quote, a great art and cultural scene that is normally impossible to find in a smaller community. He's also a huge proponent of collaboration and cooperation between food businesses.
It should be a community. I understand that there's business and you have to be somewhat competitive, but at the same time, it's still a community. You still should get along. You should help each other out.
With three vibrant town centers and a huge population of eager eaters, college students and faculty coming here from other areas of the country and world, in addition to a year-round clientele anxious for more options, the Urbana-Champaign area, both cities plus campus town, could really put itself on the food map the way other cities of similar size, like Asheville, North Carolina, and Athens, Ohio, to name just two, have done. Will that spirit of collaboration and cooperation and innovation around food take hold, making CU a food destination in addition to a sports and cultural destination? Time will tell. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.